Though not totally purified just yet, the process goes on burning away our ignorance until we reach the heart of the sacred palace. We are still able now to progress. Purged of doubt, we face the second wall of defense, the wall of Vajras. Around this mandala, this sacred spot, may the Vajra wall of determination extend. The Vajra, the diamond thunderbolt, cutting through all things with an irresistible force. The fusion of unbreachable power with ungraspable form. The Vajra is energy that cannot be stopped, dynamic forces that cannot be changed. The Vajra represents here unshakable determination, commitment, even devotion to one's goal. Purged of doubt by the fires of knowledge and transformation, our faith must become a steadfast, unshakable conviction, unfaltering, courageous determination to succeed. The wall of Vajras is solid, unbreachable, without courage. There's no softly slipping between the Vajras, no sneaking past a gap, shiftily squeezing by, hidden in darkness like a thief in the night. The lightning bolt Vajras hurtle through space at breakneck speed. They spin round the wall at the speed of light, pulsing with incomprehensible power, humming, crackling, sparkling with adamantine force. Try to slip through this wall and you'll be cut to pieces in an instant. The Vajra wall is the wall of determination, courage, striving. We need to have great virya, energy in pursuit of, dedicated to the supreme goal, energy in pursuit of enlightenment itself. No less will do. We must be determined to smash away all our own obstructions, all that holds us back. We have to break through all our resistance to change. And heroic effort is demanded now, if we are to travel on. So we must become heroes. We need the heroic determination of laboring Hercules, of Achilles at the walls of Troy, of Hannibal crossing the Alps, of Alexander, of Jason, Odysseus, of Padmasambhava taming the demons in Tibet, of Bhante returning to England, of our Lord the Buddha as he sat down on the Vajrasana, resolutely determined not to move until flesh had withered away or he had found what he was seeking. The heroic striving of the Lord as he quested knowledge and perfection. Like heroes, we must undergo trials, not of any earthly kind, but trials of our spirit, tests of our determination, striving, struggling, sometimes against apparently unsurmountable difficulties. Call forth as much as you can of love, of respect, and of faith. Remove the obstructing defilements and clear away all your taints. Listen to the perfect wisdom of the gentle Buddhas, taught for the weal of the world, for heroic spirits intended. We need to wrestle with our obstructing defilements, our taints, our demons. And we need to battle, hack our way through the great temptations of Mara and his hordes. We need to raise the flag of faith in our hearts and firmly grasp the ungraspable Vajra itself. Take hold of it, wield it, use its power to aid us along the way. Our heart cries out, may the Vajra wall of determination extend. May it extend all the way. May our determined, unfaltering courage extend all the way to Buddhahood. If we have these desires in our hearts, the Vajra wall will enter our hearts too. It will provide the unstoppable, unfaltering, irresistible will to crush away all ignorance, smash away all wrong views and evil deeds. Only then will we truly break through and the Vajra wall of determination extend to Buddhahood.